This week, we take another giant leap northwest and into Canada. Canada has six major cities, namely Quebec, Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto in the east, Winnipeg in the central belt, and over to the west is Vancouver, and this is where we're going to start. Vancouver is situated in southwestern Canada in the province of British Columbia and lies on the coast of the Pacific Ocean. Although Vancouver is the current name of the city, it was once called Gastown and then Granville. It was renamed Vancouver in the 1870s after British naval captain George Vancouver, who was the first European to venture onto Canada's Pacific coast in 1792. The family name Vancouver itself originated from the Dutch Van Coverden, denoting someone from Coverden City in the Netherlands. Vancouver began as a settlement which grew around the site of a makeshift tavern on the western edges of Hastings Mill that was built on July 1, 1867, and owned by the proprietor called Gassy Jack, hence Gastown. The original site is marked by the Gastown steam clock. The clock was installed in 1977 and runs on steam used to heat the city and is a tourist attraction. Every hour, on the hour, it sounds like this. And I'm hoping that Alan had something to put in there because of the gap that I left. Gastown was then formally registered as a town site and dubbed Granville. The city was renamed Vancouver in 1876 through a deal with the Canadian Pacific Railway. The Canadian Pacific Transcontinental Railway was extended to the city by 1877. On the 13th of June 1886, Vancouver was destroyed by the Great Vancouver Fire. The fire was mainly started by the locals who were trying to clear the land between Main Street and Canby Street, and it blew out of control and the whole city faced disaster. Many people lost their lives, and many famous buildings did not survive, but within a few days the construction of new buildings started and the whole city recovered very quickly. Vancouver has the mildest climate in Canada, although it has an average of 165 rainy days per year, but only 11 days of snow. It was recently ranked as the third most livable place in the world for its high standard of living and quality of life, and is apparently the friendliest city in the world. But it does have a downside because it has the highest property prices in Canada. Vancouver boasts more parks than any other city in the world, the largest of which, Stanley Park, is 10% larger than New York City's Central Park. It is a staggering 1,001 acres. And all of the grey squirrels found in Stanley Park are descendants of 8 pairs of grey squirrels that Vancouver received as a gift from New York City in 1909. And I think we know in this country how fast grey squirrels can multiply. The sea wall, which extends around Stanley Park, is over 22 kilometres in length, and it's the longest uninterrupted walkway in the world. Take you a little while to walk round there, I think. The Olympic and Paralympics Winter Games in 2010 were hosted by Vancouver. Now, Vancouver's sometimes called the Hollywood of the North, because there were many blockbuster movies and TV series shot there, including Star Trek, Godzilla, the Planet of the Apes series, Apollo 18, Superman, Man of Steel, The Neverending Story, Night at the Museum, and Legends of the Fall, to name but a few. The city's large natural seaport on the Pacific Ocean became a vital link in the trade between Asia Pacific, East Asia, Europe, and Eastern Canada. And the port of Vancouver is the largest port in Canada. Vancouver has the fourth largest cruise ship terminal in the world. Many of the ships departing from the terminal are headed for Alaska. Home to Canada's longest swimming pool, measuring 137.5 metres or 451 feet, it is nearly the size of three Olympic pools. This outdoor saltwater pool is kept at a constant temperature of 25 degrees Celsius. At the Vancouver Aquarium, you can see dolphins, beluga whales, sea lions, seals, and sea otters. Now, this is interesting. Vancouver's 9 o'clock gun, which fires at 9 p.m. every night, was originally fired at 6 p.m. to remind salmon fishermen to halt fishing. The 9 p.m. firing of the gun was used to allow ships in the ports to set their chronometers. Until the gun was installed for that purpose, the keeper at the Brockton Point Lighthouse detonated a stick of dynamite over the water every night at 9 p.m. Greenpeace, one of the world's oldest and most successful environmental groups, was established in Vancouver in 1971. A group of volunteers first met in Gastown's Luna Cafe. The Lionsgate Bridge was originally built by the Guinness family to access their development, the British Properties. Now, the British Properties in West Vancouver was originally a neighbourhood for upper-class elites. Residents were required to have a British passport and excluded non-white and Jewish people. Well, fortunately, it has become much more diverse these days. Errol Flynn, star of Golden Age swashbuckler movies like Captain Blood and The Adventures of Robin Hood, died in Vancouver in 1959 at the age of 50. The Eye of the Wind on top of Grouse Mountain is the only working wind turbine in the world that has a viewing platform. And BC Place was the first covered stadium in Canada. The retractable roof is 7,500 square metres and is the largest in the world. Right, so now we come to the music. And this week, Alan has said that the national anthem of Canada is O Canada, which we're going to hear now, plus some other music.
Mountains strong and sparkling snow, a scent of freedom in the wind, or the emerald fields below. To thee we brought our hopes, our dreams. For thee we stand together, our land of peace, where proudly flies the maple leaf forever.
Well, thanks, Alan. Gosh, I wonder where we will go next week.